The deadline to mail in ballots for Baltimore's Democratic primary is less than 2 weeks away. And today, WIPR has the results of a new poll for two citywide races, City Council President and Comptroller. WIPR City Hall reporter Emily Sullivan is on the line to talk us through the results. And Emily, before we get into those numbers, a quick rundown of the methodology, please.
Sure. So the poll was commissioned by WIPR, the Baltimore Sun, and the University of Baltimore, and it was conducted by OpinionWorks of Annapolis. Pollsters spoke to 400 likely primary voters that reflect the city electorate from May 11th to May 18th, and the margin of error is plus or minus 4.9 percentage points.
And let's start with the poll on the race for city council president. Who seems to be leading here?
So the most common response was no one. About a third of voters are still undecided less than 2 weeks out. But for those who are, Delegate Nick Mosby is at 24%. Former Councilman Carl Stokes is at 20%. And Councilwoman Shannon Sneed is at 18%. And Councilman Leon Pinkett polled at 2%. Mosby has a slight lead, but polling expert and head of OpinionWorks, Steve Robbie, says that all three have different strengths.
Just like the mayor's race, you've got a situation here where you've got one candidate that appears, that's Stokes, who appears to be appealing in sort of equal measure across racial lines in the city. And then you've got Mosby, who's more appealing in the African-American community, and Sneed, who, for whatever reason, is a little more appealing right now in the white, among white voters, but she's got a significant chunk of the African-American vote as well. So interesting race. Everybody's got some strength in this race.
How do those poll numbers compare to the WIPR poll done back in February?
Support for Mosby has dropped a bit, just 2 points. Robbie says he may have plateaued. Mosby already had very solid name recognition thanks to both his public service and his marriage. His wife is City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, who is featured prominently on his TV ads.
Her prominence, people's attitudes about her must be impacting his vote one way or the other.
Carl Stokes, a former city councilman in North Baltimore who's also run for mayor, he picked up a bit of steam and he narrowed the small lead Mosby had.
And then all of a sudden, here comes Shannon Sneed with 15%.
That's Roger Hartley, the dean of the University of Baltimore's College of Public Affairs.
She's put herself into striking distance. And that is extremely interesting. I was surprised because after the first poll and the way Nick Mosby had really portrayed himself around the issue of COVID and the disparities, racial disparities associated with it, I thought he might grow in support, but it looks like the race has just tightened. And it might be because Shannon Sneed is picking up some of his support.
When Mosby ran for mayor a few years ago, there was some concern about the amount of power that could have been shared between him and his wife. Neither Hartley nor Robbie thinks that's on voters' minds as much this time around, although many city council presidents have gone on to become mayor.
And now let's turn to the comptroller's race, which is way more competitive than usual, right?
That's right. It's far and away the most exciting comptroller race in recent memory. And it's different from the mayor's race and the city council president's race, which both sort of have three very viable contenders. This is a binary showdown between incumbent Joan Pratt and Councilman Bill Henry.
And this is due in part to the relationship between Pratt and former mayor Catherine Pugh.
Yeah, I'd say so. The two ran a clothing store called Two Chic Boutique together for some years, and this winter the business was named in Pugh's federal case. Prosecutors say Pugh used it to launder money, and Pratt has filed the store's tax return for years. Now, she has vigorously denied knowing of any wrongdoing on Pugh's part. She was never charged with anything. But officials throughout the city, not just Bill Henry or his surrogates, have decried their business partnership. Henry is fairly well known. He's been on the council for about a decade and has passed and pushed for strong ethics reforms while he's been there. He's positioned himself as a watchdog and says he'll bring more vigor to the office. Meanwhile, Pratt has defended her steady decades as comptroller and her CPA title, which brings us to the numbers. Pratt has 41% of voter support, while Henry has 34%. And 22% are still undecided. And, you know, the support for these two candidates really shows some major fault lines in Baltimore.
What fault lines would those be?
So Pratt is favored by voters who are backing the old school candidates for mayor, while Henry is viewed as a change candidate. Here's OpinionWorks' Robbie's analysis.
Joan Pratt is the favored candidate among people that support Dixon for mayor or Young for mayor. So she is clearly getting what I might call an old kind of a traditional vote of longtime political activists and politicians. I mean, she's definitely tied in with that. Whereas Bill Henry is winning the supporters of every other candidate for mayor.
So Henry is winning 46% of the white vote, compared to 28% for Pratt, while Pratt is winning the black vote 44% to Henry's 29%. So it's a very competitive race, but Pratt certainly has an edge. Hartley says the outcome of this race likely depends on whether voters end up being swayed by Henry's grassroots support or Pratt's name recognition.
So someone like a Bill Henry can do that, and someone like a Joan Pratt, for having been in the office as long as she has, can rely on her office, her incumbency, her name recognition, and perhaps a group of supporters as well. So this one is going to be a fight to the end.
And, you know, at the end of the day, Nathan, both races we talked about today really depend on two things, according to our analysts. The first is what kind of voters turn out. If people end up siding with name recognition or change candidates, like I was just talking about. And the second is, you know, just how the next 2 weeks play out and how the remaining cash on hand is spent. There are a lot of undecided voters for both races, and time is ticking.
Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore City Hall for WYPR. Thanks so much, Emily.
Thank you, Nathan.